Please could we have your attention for the Governor of Victoria, Professor David De Kretser, accompanied by Mrs. De Kretser.
Consul Generals, Professor Richard James, the Director of the Centre for Study of Higher Education at the University of Melbourne, co-conveners of the Global Perspective Summit, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to begin tonight by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we're meeting, the Kulin Nations, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. And my wife Jan and I are delighted to welcome you all to Government House this evening for a reception to recognise your Global Perspectives Summit, which I gather has been taking place over the last couple of days. And I was very interested to hear about the concept behind the Global Perspectives Summit in providing tertiary students with an opportunity to discuss and debate issues that affect the world as a whole. And today, there is a great emphasis not only on local, but also on national issues, but also on global issues. And the links between our countries have clearly been enhanced by the availability of things like satellite transmission of news that brings events in other countries to our television screens instantaneously. For example, the tsunami in Asia, the earthquakes in Chile and Christchurch were immediately seen by us. The global financial crisis started in the USA, but due to large multinational financial institutions, the effects spread rapidly across the globe. Another global issue that requires yours and our attentions urgently is the issue of global warming and climate change, fueled by unsustainable lifestyles of the developed world. Creating a summit such as the one you have organised, to me, provides you with a unique opportunity to bring your youthful perspectives to bear on issues of great importance. Hopefully, you may bring a fresh approach and new ideas that may be unbiased by long-standing societal attitudes. As such, you have the capacity to debate your approaches and to recognise the need to be aware of the attitudes of others, as well as the need to listen carefully to the views of others before concluding your deliberations. Such issues as the great disparity in wealth, health and education between the developed and developing countries, I'm sure will have been prominent matters that you've discussed around the topics of your summit. To be a leader tomorrow, as you, the future generations of leaders, must have an understanding of what other countries value, what unites us, and what differentiates us. Despite our ethnic and racial differences, the human needs for food, water, health, education and employment loom large as common needs across the globe. It appears today that you've been discussing a wide range of topics topics which share the future ethical problems to the global economy. The initial action that you have taken in bringing these issues and ideas to your youth-based public forum will hopefully pave the way for further developments and conscious changes to the way that you and those around you think about the future and your ability to have an impact on it. The summit has clearly brought together a variety of students, and while vision and motivation are important in the progression of ideas, the leadership of those who are experts in the field of economics and environment, amongst others, is crucial in providing the perspectives and guidance to your deliberations. You are fortunate to have had such experienced speakers at this summit, and I hope that you have maximised the time spent with them. Nevertheless, always be objective, analyse their views, and enter into debate with them, rather than simply accepting their views as those of your own. From reading your programme, it certainly looks like you've had a busy day, and I hope that it has been a productive one, and certainly as I've been talking to the organisers, they've certainly enjoyed it, and I hope that you have as well. And it's a fantastic initiative, and I'm sure it will grow from strength to strength. And it's now my great pleasure to invite Zoe Douth, the co-convener of the Global Perspectives Summit, to speak to you.
Good evening, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, Pro Vice Chancellors, Deans, fellow conveners, and especially our student delegates. It is an absolute privilege and pleasure to be here in this room. We're so delighted that we're here tonight celebrating the conclusion of the Global Perspective Summit. When we first started planning the Global Perspective Summit, we did what the University of Melbourne encourages the students to do: dream large. Never in our wildest dreams did we ever imagine that we would be here in Government House celebrating the conclusion of our summit. What I learned yesterday in one of the skills workshops on decision making was the appreciative inquiry model. This model is based on four concepts: dream, design, discovery, and destiny. As I was sitting there yesterday thinking, how did we make this all happen? I realized that it was these four steps which brought us here today. I don't want you to think, Governor, that we expect all of our events to conclude here in Government House, much as we love being here. It is such a wonderful destiny and destination. The concept of dreaming, designing, and discovering our destiny is in fact what the Melbourne model is all about. And that is what has made us possible to create the Global Perspective Summit. Looking around the room, you'll see the diversity of students. Together, we represent 17 countries and 15 different academic disciplines. Yesterday, we celebrated the International Day of Peace by engaging in roundtable dialogues on major global issues. Today, we debated those issues at Parliament House. The significance of being in Parliament House was that we felt alive to the ways that our ideas can be transformed into motions, debated, and voted upon to become policy recommendations. We're particularly excited because this is the first year that we've held the summit, and many creative ideas have been developed by the students in dialogue with each other. Our hope is that these and other ideas can take us forward into the 21st century and plant seeds for a sustainable and peaceful future. The summit is a real example of the power of youth activism to articulate specific solutions to global problems. We want to send the message that youth not only represent the future, but they are very much a part of the present and should be included in decision-making processes. Allowing young people to be active change makers rather than spectators who watch the world go by will empower young people to do great things. This summit is really about equipping young people with the knowledge and the tools to create positive change to the wonderful world that we're inheriting. Our hope is that this will grow globally into an annual event that falls on the International Day of Peace, that it attracts delegates from all around the world, and that we can maximise our connectivity through linking with global youth movements. On behalf of the Global Perspectives team, we would like to express our gratitude to the University of Melbourne for the great support it has given to the summit. To our speakers, volunteers, mentors, our guests tonight, and most of all, the student delegates that participated in the summit. Thank you once again to all those who contributed to the development of such an imaginative and comprehensive program, which I am sure will grow in importance and in value in the years to come. Thank you very much. So without further ado, I'd like to present the Governor with our gift of thanks.
Thank you very much. Governor de Cresta, Mrs. de Cresta, conveners, Vice-Chancellor, deans, distinguished guests, and of course, my fellow delegates. It is with great pride that on behalf of my fellow student delegates of the inaugural Global Perspective Summit, we present to Governor de Cresta tonight our declaration passed this morning in Parliament House, a declaration that captures some of our hopes and ideas for the future. This declaration is the culmination of 3 days of discussing and debating ideas, exchanging perspectives, and imagining the ways in which we might have an impact on the world. I'm sure that I'm not the only one that arrived at the summit on Monday, not quite sure what to expect, whether it would be worthwhile or whether the highlight might be the free food. Good as the food was, I'm pleased to say it was most definitely surpassed by the excellent company, the extremely valuable skills workshops, and the outstanding guest speakers. Our wonderful conveners, Dave, Bridget, Luke and Zoe, have put together a fantastic program, I'm sure you'll all agree. It is truly an honour to be hosted in such a wonderful place as Government House, and of course we must thank Governor De Cresta and Mrs. De Cresta as well for that. But it was also fun to act out our question time fantasies this morning in Parliament House. Actually, on that note, I did note with amusement that the two phrases real action and moving forward both got a run this morning. I am pleased to assure, though, that no one spoke for quite as long as Rob Oakeshott. I think one valuable skill, however, that we learnt from the roundtable discussions and the debates this morning was that a really valuable skill we can develop and have is the one of compromise. In our diverse global world, our progress will depend on this skill, and I am pleased to report that we were able to forge a shared vision through our ability to respectfully consider and debate the perspectives of others. I'm not sure I can do justice to the passionate and detailed discussions of both our roundtables and parliamentary debate, but to summarise, these motions include the following. To work towards empowering women in the developing world to take control of their fertility and family planning. Secondly, to convene a youth summit at the UN focused on the Millennium Development Goals and the critical role that youth must play in that realisation. To create a new breadth subject at the University of Melbourne entitled Wicked Problems, an ethics subject to equip students with the skills to tackle the most intractable problem that our world faces. Fourthly, a renewed focus by the Australian Government on environmental sustainability in urban planning and development through the creation of a new ministry. Next, to support free trade and the free movement of goods, services and people across borders and to abolish mandatory detention. To work towards a positive vision of a world free from conflict by adding peace to the responsibilities of the Department of Defence and by promoting the study of cultural diversity in schools. To incorporate an examination of gender stereotyping into all aspects of the new national curriculum. And finally, to develop a numerical index to monitor and act on the health outcomes particular to local Australian communities. I think it's quite easy to attend conferences like this one. You feel a real buzz and a real passion. You feel energised, but then you go back into the real world, and I think often it's really easy for that feeling to dissipate, and you lose sight of what you saw in this moment. But I hope that we can all remember this fact. In 2.5 days, we came together, we were able to achieve some, if not exciting outcomes, but exciting decisions between ourselves with a bunch of, for most of us, strangers. To my mind, that is the most important lesson of all. With our abilities and our education, we can and should achieve some exciting outcomes for our world. So I'd just like to once again thank the University of Melbourne and particularly the Live Unit for making it happen. Governor and Mrs. De Cresta for hosting us tonight. Dale Strawn for making a wonderful Mr. Speaker. Josh Moran for writing up in great haste our final declaration with all the complicated amendments that we did make. And of course, I think they've spent the whole time thanking other people, but I'd really like to thank the conveners. I know some of them haven't had a lot of sleep in the last 3 days, but to my mind, it seems like it's run seamlessly, and I think you should be really, really proud of yourselves. So thank you for giving us all this wonderful opportunity. And of course, to my wonderful fellow delegates, it's been such a pleasure meeting you all, and I hope we all stay in touch. Thank you. And now I'd like to introduce Professor Richard James, the Pro Vice Chancellor for Participation and Engagement.
Thank you, Sarah. It was very well done. And what a fascinating list of objectives you have. I have to say, I could add a few things to that myself, but I'll pick that up with you later. Can I add my thanks to the Governor and his wife for hosting this wonderful occasion? Clearly, it's been a very exciting event and one that we can be very proud of. And I'm really thrilled to know that we are now going to put this on the university calendar for the next few years. And I'd like to congratulate all of the people who conceived of this concept and brought it to fruition. And I'll come back to some of those individuals in a moment. From our point of view, this summit is a stunning example of what we're trying to do to reform the curriculum at the University of Melbourne. And I'd like to put those remarks briefly in context, if I could. Around the world, universities are trying to understand how they can better serve their students and better serve their communities. And universities are realising that the curricula of the past no longer serve us well. Now, it's one thing to know that curricula don't serve us well, it's another thing to understand what to do about it. And we've engaged over the past 3 years in a massive project of curriculum reform at the University of Melbourne, of which many of you would be aware. We're striving to build a curriculum that both inside and outside the classroom crosses conventional discipline boundaries and engages students in the kind of contemporary social problems that you've heard about this evening and that you've discussed over the past few days. And we're hoping that this sort of curriculum prepares students for lives and careers in a future in which change and uncertainty are guaranteed. And at the same time, the university now understands that we want to attract and recruit not only the best and brightest, as we often say, but we also want to attract hard-working, creative students who see themselves as global citizens. Now, you've heard all of that kind of rhetoric before, and we should treat this with suspicion. But the Global Perspective Summit is actually a concrete example of what we're trying to achieve in the curriculum at the University of Melbourne. And that's why we're so proud of what's gone on over the past few days. In fact, the summit ticks all of the boxes that we're trying to tick at the University of Melbourne, and that's a wonderful thing. So the University at Melbourne at the moment sees knowledge transfer and community engagement in all its forms as vital elements of the student experience of the university. We're still learning how to do this well, and we're still learning how to engage more students in these kind of activities. These are big challenges for us. We've made progress, but we can't yet claim that we understand how to do this as well as we'd like. I was an undergraduate science student of the University of Melbourne in the mid-1970s, and we didn't have any opportunities of this kind, and that's a shame, and I regret that. So I think you should try to understand how fortunate you are to be an institution that is moving in these kind of directions. Thank you.
I was a graduate of the University of Melbourne starting in 1957, and I can tell you that in the medical course we were allocated a very specific seat, and before every lecture somebody came in and marked the roll, and you actually had to be present there, otherwise at some point in time you were charged with not having enough attendances to actually sit your exams. So education has moved quite a lot over that period of time, thank goodness, and this is really a fantastic initiative, and I commend you on what you've achieved, and you know, keep it going. It's a great initiative to have young people articulate views on issues that are of great importance, I think, is just fantastic. Harvest their energy and use it.